Recently featured in a New York Times article was a tweet from Brookings Institution economist Justin Wolfers that said, quote, "The decline in the budget deficit since 2009 is the largest four-year improvement since the demobilization from World War II," close quote. It appears that that statement is true. After World War II, the U.S. federal budget deficit fell from 22% of gross domestic product in 1945 to less than 8% in 1946. Just 1 year later, the federal government actually ran a budget surplus. The largest budget deficit after World War II, but before 2009, occurred in 1983, when it reached 6% of GDP. In 2009, the federal budget deficit totaled $1.4 trillion, or 9.8% of gross domestic product. The next year, the deficit fell to $1.3 trillion, or 8.7% of GDP. This year, the federal budget deficit is estimated by the Congressional Budget Office to be 3.3% of gross domestic product, or $560 billion. What's more, by fiscal year 2015, the budget deficit will fall to just 2.1% of gross domestic product. All of this suggests that America is making meaningful progress in terms of deficit reduction, though there are still many challenges ahead due in large measure to the nation's shifting demographics. For WIPR, I'm Anibon Basu.